I think we are so overwhelmed, overworked. We're confused and frazzled. There are so many things that we think we need to be doing. And so I want this show to be a place where you can take a deep breath, you can simplify, and you can strategize. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. I will literally never forget the day that I decided to start this show. It was back in 2017. I was just entering my off season as a wedding photographer who lived in the Midwest. And I was in the shower in the middle of the day. I didn't have a Bluetooth speaker. I literally had my phone inside of a glass cup on my countertop. And I was listening to a podcast. And I thought about how that host felt like a friend to me, even though she was a stranger, and how religiously I looked to her for advice and guidance. I followed her life. I knew her dog's name. There's so much that I trusted about her, and I was so inspired by her. And I remember literally reaching my wet arm out of the shower, grabbing my phone, and voice memoing my assistant at the time, Caitlin. And I said, "Hey, I know what I want to do in my off season. I'm going to start a podcast." And she responded like, "I think that would be awesome. When do you want to do it?" And I was like, "How about in 2 weeks?" And my gosh, I had no vision of what this show would become. I mean, we have over 600 episodes, 85 million downloads. We are the top marketing podcast on Apple Podcasts. We have come a long way since 2017. Whether it is the first time you're tuning in or your 636th episode of the Gold Digger Podcast that you're listening to, thank you so much for being here. I often laugh because I remember there's a stage in my life where my brother, who's older than me, had a microphone and he gave it to me and he said, "I think you should do a podcast." And I remember saying, "I don't know what I'd talk about. I totally run out of things to say." And clearly, that has not happened, and I don't expect it to any longer. Over the years, if you've been following me since the beginning, some things have very clearly shifted. Like, I am no longer solely a wedding photographer. I shared our journey through fertility and miscarriage and now having two young children. I've branched out in a million different directions, like writing a book. And while a lot of things have changed, there have also been some things that have stayed the same. You know, most of my episodes have been recorded in a closet, and I'm not talking like a fancy studio closet. I'm talking a closet with the boxes that say random crap that we haven't opened yet. I've recorded episodes in my car to escape barking dogs and children who want me. And I'm still hosting conversations with incredible, incredible leaders and entrepreneurs and asking them the biggest questions. And I am still, just like episode one, keeping it real. I am obsessed with peeling back the curtain and letting you into what's working, what's not working, and what the behind the scenes look like. And just as I believe that every brand should have pillars and values that they stand on, so does this show. And so I wanted to dive into what you can expect from this very podcast as we embark on a new year. And I want to tell you where your life is going to improve and what areas will be ever changed through the Gold Digger Podcast every time you tune in. And real quick, before we dive in, my mom said that something that I need to work on is asking for help. And so if you have listened to this show and it has made any iota of impact in your life or in your business, would you please take a moment to leave a review and subscribe? If you just hit pause right now and do both of those things, it'll take you less than 2 minutes. It makes a massive difference for the show. And I can tell you, you are not going to want to miss a single episode this year. The plans that I have for this show are so wildly exciting. And so if you could do both of those things, it would be the greatest way you could repay me for my time at the mic. And it would just be a massive encouragement in my life. So hit pause, subscribe, leave a review, and then let's dive on into what you can expect from Gold Digger and the five major areas that you will improve in 2023 if you tune in to the podcast this year. Here we go. If you need a new, interesting, and inspiring podcast to add to your rotation, well, you've got to check out No Straight Path, hosted by Ashley Menzies Babatunde, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. You might recognize her name. Ashley was a guest on Gold Digger last year, and it was so awesome to hear her story and why she started her show. By shedding light on the stories behind the shiny resumes and social media highlights and job titles, No Straight Path aims to humanize success from the millennial perspective. Featuring guests from all walks of life, No Straight Path aims to inspire conversations around the nuanced perspective of success. Listen to No Straight Path wherever you get your podcasts. It totally makes sense that we begin with this one, marketing. I love marketing. As the top marketing podcast on Apple Podcasts, I am obsessed with marketing. You know that question that people often ask where they're like, what would you do if you had a day with nothing on your calendar and everything available to you? Well, I would probably study some marketing strategy. Literally this morning, I was trying to download this nitty-gritty marketing book on Audible so that I could listen to it while I was working. Like, I love marketing. Now, if you don't know this about me, this is my background. I went to college for this. And of course, college feels like a lifetime ago, but I am the kind of person who will literally study a webinar slide by slide in order to pick up on different strategies and understand the psychology of marketing. I love marketing through and through. I could talk about it all day long, clearly evidenced by my 600 plus episodes. And I love bringing you the latest and the greatest marketing tips, tricks, and strategies from social media to email marketing to that one weird marketing hack that I saw on TikTok. I even recorded an episode recently about what I learned about marketing from watching an infomercial at the nail salon. I love mixing tried and true business principles with experiments. Like, you would actually maybe be surprised at how much of the traditional marketing that I still remember and still hold on to from my days at university. But I love taking those grounded business principles and then figuring out, how do I put a twist or a spin on them? How do I experiment with what has worked to see what can work in the future? One thing you have to know about me, especially when it comes to marketing, is I don't believe that there is success and failure in marketing. I like to look at marketing as an experiment, and I love to experiment often. There are so many things in my business that I'm constantly experimenting with, split testing, trying to get experience in. And all I think about is not if something is a success or failure, but if you look at it as an experiment, the experiment yields a result, and that result will guide your future decisions. And so this podcast is a reflection of my obsession with marketing. And I cannot wait to guide you through this year in what is working, what's not working, and where your time is best spent when it comes to marketing strategy. I am so excited that at the end of this month, there is this episode that I cannot wait for you to listen to about this new marketing strategy that we are trying in my business. It has absolutely transformed the way that I look at marketing, the way that I launch, the way that I think about the results that can be driven through social media. Is all about these automated DM campaigns. And if you're like, what are you talking about, Jenna? All you have to do is go onto my Instagram right now and DM me the word funnel, F-U-N-N-E-L. Just send me a DM with the word funnel and you can see exactly what I'm talking about. But this has absolutely transformed everything for me. And there is an episode coming out on January 30th with the amazing team who has set this up for me. We have collected almost 20,000 new email subscribers, getting them off of Instagram onto my email list. And this marketing strategy alone can totally change your business. So again, if you want to see what it is or get a little sneak preview, you can DM me the word funnel. If not, wait until this episode drops at the end of the month. I cannot wait for you to hear it. This is something that I'm literally texting my friends in the industry, like the top leaders in the industry. And I'm saying, if you are not doing this right now, you are absolutely missing out. Now, if you are way too excited to wait for this episode to drop, I'm going to link in today's show description and the show notes, episode number 616. I am simplifying your marketing to-do list. I'm telling you exactly where to start first. So if marketing is an area of your life or your business that you want to strengthen, click on episode 616, hop on back to that. I truly believe that there are only two main marketing focuses that you need to have in your business. And inside of that episode, I break them down for you and simplify it all. So the second area of your life that is going to improve and something I am wildly excited about is this area of your lifestyle. Fun fact, did you know that I blogged daily, literally daily, for years upon years? Every single weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a brand new blog post would go up. I have published over 2,000 blog posts over the years. And I tell you this because I remember this time in my business where I literally hid behind my work. As a new wedding photographer, all I wanted to do was blend in. I wanted my work to speak for itself. I did not understand that I was the secret sauce and that people needed to know, like, and trust me in order to really understand and value my work. And I remember what started my blogging journey was me going onto Twitter and asking people, what do you want to see more of? And at the time, I was literally only sharing my work, my portfolio on this janky WordPress blog. And it was a resounding response that people wanted to know more about my personal life. I was shocked, like flabbergasted. I could not believe that. I was like, I am the most boring person on planet Earth. What do you mean you want to know about me? And I remember pushing back on those results, thinking to myself, like, that cannot possibly be right. But when I really started to get to the heart of it, I thought about this fact that there are hundreds of other photographers out there who have cameras, who can press the shutter, who can take photos. There's only one me. And it was this introduction of me stepping into myself and starting to share my life more. Episode number one of the podcast, please don't scroll back. I mean, you can if you want to. It somewhat makes me cringe. Like, I literally just hit play on it before I started this just to remind myself, ground myself and where I started. It doesn't even sound like me. Like, I can't, it's very hard for me to listen to it. But episode number one was all about keeping it real on social media. And that was this revelation that, like, people care about your life behind your work. People care about you in your heart. There are probably hundreds of other people out there who do what you do, but there's only one you. And I have believed that from the beginning of the show, and I still believe that. And one of my biggest revelations in this past year was really understanding this fact, something that I actually got wrong over the years. Now, I am personally obsessed with entrepreneurship. I love entrepreneurship. I want it for other people sometimes more than they want it for themselves. But I had this realization that while I am obsessed with entrepreneurship, I am more obsessed with the kind of life it allows me to live. Did entrepreneurship unlock that kind of life for me? Yes, it did. But does everyone and their mom need to become an entrepreneur in order to live a full life? No, they don't. If you have not read my book, How Are You Really? I highly, highly recommend that you read it. It's also on Audible. So if you're used to listening to this show, you can get the audiobook and listen to it. But I urge you, if you love this show or if you feel connected to me, listen to that book because it is not a business book. It is really my philosophy on life and living out your truth and honoring your intuition and getting honest with yourself. And so area number two that you can expect to grow in is your lifestyle. And what I mean by this is the behind the scenes, behind the work, what your life looks like, how your life feels. I am always blown away by the fact that my personal episodes are always top performers, always. You guys love it when I peel back the curtain and share about marriage or motherhood or my health or what my life looks like. You know, it's kind of funny because the term lifestyle typically refers to the way that a person lives their life and the choices that they make in terms of their activities or habits and overall approach to living. And lifestyle to me can include so much. It can include, you know, family and relationships. It can include diet and exercise. It can include fashion and home and other aspects. And this past year for me, I feel like I've really tapped into building this life that doesn't just look good, but this life that feels good. And it's really interesting because when I think back to 2017, when I started the show, I was in a very different place in my life. Like I had very few boundaries. I was very subscribed to the hustle culture. I was on this trajectory of more and more and more, but I was starting to feel those pings, that inner knowing of like, there has to be more than this. Like I started this to get back freedom and to have control. And now I've built something and I feel out of control. You know, I was the girl who slept with her computer on her nightstand just in case an emergency email came in. And spoiler alert, there are very few true emergencies when it comes to business. And so when I talk about lifestyle, I want to share about this deep desire for myself to maybe work part-time. I want to talk about my health journey and how that's impacted not only my business, but my energy and my ability to be a great mother and a great wife. I want to talk about what being intentional with rest looks like. I want to talk about building lives that don't just look good, but lives that feel good. And I want to keep sharing about what I'm doing in my work and life, but more so how my work helps fuel the type of life that I want to live. I want to reiterate right now, I do not believe that everyone should be an entrepreneur. I don't believe that entrepreneurship is for everyone. However, I believe that entrepreneurship has the capabilities to unlock the type of life that you desire. And so if you are on this entrepreneurial journey, this podcast will support you. But if you are someone who just craves a life that you are fully awake to, that you fully enjoy, that you don't have to fake that you love, my gosh, this is for you. Now, if you want to start at one of our most popular episodes of last year, episode number 608, where I am sharing a vulnerable look inside of my health journey and why it's stuck. This is an episode I get asked about every single day, and it will kind of share a little bit more of this lifestyle and approach and kind of where I'm grounding myself, what my why is these days. And of course, if you do not have a copy of How Are You Really, my book, you can go to howareyoureallybook.com. It would be an excellent place for you to kind of understand my philosophies when it comes to life. We all have bad habits. My bad habit is that I work with a million tabs open. Like literally, as I'm talking to you, I have so many tabs open. I can't even see what the tabs are. I am the worst. Does anyone else do this? Now, the thing is that bad habits tend to find their way into our businesses too. From emailing clients at 2 a.m. or spending way too much time and money on legacy software your IT person grandfathered in, or taking on tasks just because you can, not because you should. Well, it is time to break up with the bad business habits and break in new ways to bring our A-game in 2023. HubSpot's all-in-one connected CRM platform can help you there. It makes it easy to better connect your teams, data, and systems so that you can better connect with your customers. Best of all, it is free to get started. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better in 2023 and get a special offer of 20% off on eligible plans at HubSpot.com/golddigger. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth. LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Area number three is strategy. So here's the thing. It was really interesting when I was thinking about like, what are the five pillars of Gold Digger? What are my values rooted in? Strategy kept coming up. And I used to hate the word strategic. I hated it. I don't know why, but somehow when using that word to describe a woman, I always felt like it insinuates that she is someone who is sneaky or deceptive. And maybe I'm just projecting, but I often shied away from using the word strategic when describing myself for a very long time. You know, I am someone who craves strategy in every aspect of my life and almost to a fault. It's actually kind of funny. Drew and I, my husband and I, the other day, I told him, I said this line and I heard it come out of my mouth and I was like, oh my Lanta. I said, your transitions drive me crazy. Meaning when he transitions from one task to another, he is not at all efficient. And when I said that, I had to have this reality check of like, my toxic trait is that I literally want to strategize everything in my life, whether it is running errands, bringing all the laundry upstairs at once in one trip. Like I am all about maximizing results. And sometimes that is a wonderful thing. And sometimes it's not a great thing. However, when it comes to this podcast, I am going to be delivering you the best strategies that I possibly can. I love talking strategy, whether I am asking a guest to tell me how they went from there to here or what strategies they would use if they were starting over again from scratch. I also love dissecting different types of businesses to look for ways to drive bigger results without added effort. When I think about strategy, I think about simplification, and that is what you can get with this show. I think we are so overwhelmed, overworked, we're confused and frazzled. There are so many things that we think we need to be doing. And so I want this show to be a place where you can take a deep breath, you can simplify, and you can strategize. You can learn new strategies to boost your results. You can simplify your processes. You can free up more time. You can optimize your launches. You can restart your business. You can pivot. Like I want to bring you all of the strategies on how to do all of those things. And when I think about strategy, especially in this new year, the number one thing that I always come back to is the power is in my email list. I have been talking about list building for years, long before it was popular. I've told stories about how the first time I launched my email list building program, the List to Launch Lab, it was not a massive success. People did not understand why they needed an email list or what they would send with it. And I have talked about email list building ad nauseum on this show over the years because it is the number one priority in my business. And it has been over the last years. This year, the strategy for me is how can we consistently continue to grow and serve my email list with invitations that are timely, that they are in need of, and that they will say yes to. And so for me, when I think about strategy, I am thinking about how are we moving the needle on my email list so that we can move the needle inside of my business. And if you want to start thinking a little bit more strategically, if you head on back to episode 544, I've linked it in the description. I have included an episode about things you could and should automate in your strategy. Because remember, strategy is all about simplifying and getting results with less effort. And that is what I want to bring to you in this show. Number four is productivity. And I have to say this, I have this visceral reaction to the word productivity. Here's why. When I was recording my audiobook for How Are You Really, I was sitting in a local radio station in Duluth, Minnesota, because I did not want to travel and be away from my babies. And I was sitting in this studio. And what you do is when you record your audiobook, you have to say every single word in your book verbatim. And if you mess up or if you mispronounce it, they will literally interrupt you mid-sentence to have you repeat the word. And every single time I got to the word productivity, I would get interrupted because they would say it's productivity. I don't know what is right. I can't remember, actually. Is it productivity? Is it productivity? Either way, I have this reaction to this word that every time I say it, somebody is going to interrupt me and I'm going to have to repeat it like five other times. So however the pronunciation is correct, let me tell you, this show is not a representation of being perfect in any way, shape, or form. I will be bringing you tips and strategies to spend your currency of time well. Now, spoiler alert, I kind of hinted at this already. I'm an Enneagram 3, which means I am an achiever. I absolutely love and thrive in being productive. But over the years, I've learned that my greatest desire in being productive is to get my work done so that I can get back to my life, whether it is chasing my kids or resting or dreaming or making memories. I think that a lot of discussions around time and productivity and efficiency are rooted in this idea of working smarter so that you can work more. But I want to root this in working smarter so that you can live more, so that you can wrap up your work and get back to your life. You know, I've said it a million times, time is my currency. I truly live that way. And so productivity weaves its way into a ton of our content and not in this effort of making you feel like you have to hustle harder and do more and be more, but more so that you can release the grip of time stress in your life and get back to feeling like this savvy, smart investor of this non-renewable resource. You know, it's been very eye-opening for me, but in the last year, I was actually diagnosed with ADHD. And so I started to put a lot of the puzzle pieces together in where I struggle when it comes to focus and time and work. And in understanding that, I've really kind of unpacked this complex relationship that I have with time and why I am so hyper-focused on ensuring that the way that I spend my days is a way that lights me up, that brings me joy, because the way I spend my days is the way I spend my life. And I want that for you as well. And so on this journey of discovering this ADHD diagnosis, I've realized that the reason why I'm so obsessed with productivity is that I want to figure out ways to support my brain in the important work that it does, but then also figure out how do I release that achiever in me, that person that always wants to be creating an output so that I can do things like rest and be present and be joyful in my life. And so I will be bringing you a lot of productivity and time efficiency hacks throughout this podcast. And I'm so excited to do that. But I want for you to also know that they are deeply rooted in this deep desire for you to be able to disconnect, stop working, and get back to your life. I am someone who is always examining how I can work better and make an impact without trading all of my precious time. And so productivity plays a huge role in my life and I love learning about it and sharing about it. So if you are someone who wants to maximize the time that you do have so that you can get back to your life or your things you love, this show is for you. In fact, there was a very recent episode that is all about mistakes that you're making when it comes to time, episode number 634. You can just scroll on back. I talk about science-backed truths when it comes to time and how you can leverage this information to make better decisions, to feel less overwhelmed, and to claim back joy in your life. Last but not least is this word that you might not be expecting. It's not balance. The word is blend. Oftentimes, I'll get asked, like, how do you do it all? It's that question that we all usually get when we're busy, when we're taking care of humans, when we're building businesses, when we're juggling a lot of things. And that question is usually accompanied with this assumption that we are out there striving to find balance. We throw it the word balance in for good measure. And for a lot of my life, I felt like a failure because I couldn't find this quote balance. Like balance felt like this unicorn to me. And it was really interesting when I was writing my book, I remember Googling the origins of the word balance because something about that word has just never felt great to me. And if you look up the definition of balance, balance is this moment in time. It is not a state to be maintained. Balance is not something that you should constantly be in. You might hit it for a second in time, but that doesn't mean that it's a state to be maintained. And I think that when we strive for balance, we will always feel like we're coming up short because it is impossible to find true balance when you're doing so many things that matter to you. I say in my book, like, screw balance. I want blend. I want integration in my life. I want to figure out, how can I blend the parts of my life that I love? I want to fill my days to the brim with what I say matters most. And I want to figure out if there are opportunities or invitations to blend the aspects of my life.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
I am in a very interesting season in my business and in my life. I've been an entrepreneur for over a decade. And I've found myself in this season where I willingly and intentionally want to hit the brake pedal. I want to slow down because I recognize that my children are only going to be young for so long. This window of time that I have with them right now is so short and fleeting. And so I'm in this place where I am intentionally hitting the brake pedal. I am consistently trusting myself that if and when I know that the time is right to hit the gas pedal again, I know where it is and I have the skills and the knowledge to use it. And so I'm not in this place of life where I want to explode my business at the expense of my family. There is this quote that says, like, no success in business is worth a failure in your house. And I truly believe that. And so when I talk about this integration, I want to show you that whether you have children or you have relationships or you have a life outside of the work or your work is a side hustle and you're balancing that with a full-time career or you have ambitions to travel the world or to do things differently, I want to talk about this notion of integration and how you can show up fully you. I think that a lot of times we feel like we are compartmentalizing ourselves and our lives in the different roles we play. And I think that the world would be a much greater place if we were invited to show up fully as ourselves, fully known, fully seen, fully accepted. And the way that I want to do that is through figuring out what the heck this blend looks like for each season of life as I navigate it. I want flexibility. I want more play in my life. I want to integrate who I am and the quirkiness that is me into the work I do. I want to be the same person offline as I am online. I want to toss all my favorite things into the Vitamix and blend them up and have that be my life. And I will share about this pursuit on this very show. And I hope that it invites you to consider areas and ways that you can integrate the things you love with the person you are in your life to really bring out the fullness that is your life. If you want to hear an episode on that, there is an episode number 562. It is called Screw Balance. This is the new goal. It is a fabulous episode talking about this idea, this notion of what the blend can look like and how do you integrate more in your life. And with that, gold diggers, I am just so grateful to be able to sit at this microphone, to show up in your earbuds, to be a part of your life. to be a voice in your life. I hope you know how much it truly means to me. And I am just so wildly excited for what this year holds for this show, for you, for everything that is coming out into the world. Tune on in each and every week. I'm going to be delivering you content that is going to change your life. And of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.